Let's have another quickie.
You're listening to Inbox Besties, the only little guy approved podcast that gives you dangerously practical advice for turning internet randos into subscribers with benefits. You know, the kind that pop open their wallets and throw fistfuls of cash at you for your courses and coaching, not like that other stuff. Perv. Now let's get to it.
Oh, welcome back, my Inbox Besties Besties. Kate Doster here of katedoster.com, creator of the Email and Marketing Fairy template set with over 50 grab and go email marketing templates. Perfect for coaches and course creators that can help you do everything from set up an 11-part sales funnel to your welcome series. And of course, we got over 25 grab and go weekly newsletters when you're like, crap, I don't know what to email my list. Go in, fill it in Mad Lib style, and you're good to go, which you can get your hands on too by heading on over to theemailmarketingfairy.com. Very fun stuff. So guys, today's episode is actually inspired by episode number 46 that happened way back in September, and it was a quickie, as I was calling it. So it was a quick tip to improve your copy, and in particular in that one, it was how to sound more human. And spoiler alert, don't have to go back and listen to it, it was use contractions when you write. So it's the difference between I am a person versus I'm a person. It makes a huge difference. You guys love that episode. It was heavily downloaded and shared all over the place. So, you know what? Let's go ahead and have a quickie. But the quickie I wanted to have today, we actually needed to go two rounds. So let's go ahead and thank our tool of the week and then get to it. Oh, guys, I almost forgot. Before we thank our tool of the week, make sure that you leave a rating and review if you're listening here on the old iTunes/Apple podcast, because guys, I actually went ahead and ordered some special goodies that I can send you in the mail. So definitely make sure if you get it done in February, you will definitely get one. And hopefully I have enough to go in March. I will tell you at the beginning of the episodes if I still have enough rating and reviews, like fun prizes that you guys can get. It is going to have to be to the US and Canada only. I'm so sorry, international peeps. I just, for what the cost of the item is, like the shipping would be a gajillion dollars. But I love and appreciate all of our international listeners as well. I just can't afford to send you something in the mail. It just wouldn't make sense. So make sure, guys, that you can actually head on over to katedoster.com/iTunes. If you are on your phone, when you're on your phone and you do that, it will pull up where you can actually leave a rating and review of Inbox Besties, because it's complicated to get to. I don't know why they do that. But now that we've got that business out of the way so you can get some furry stuff for listening to the old podcast, let's thank our tool of the week. Email marketing is tough. From figuring out what freebie to create to actually getting people there, signing it up, and never mind when it comes time to send that weekly newsletter, having the nerve to go ahead and hit send. You know what shouldn't be tough? Figuring out how to do all of those stuff in your email service provider, which is why I want you to check out ConvertKit. ConvertKit is the only email marketing software that was created by a pro blogger for pro bloggers. And they make it ridiculously easy to find out what your open rates are, have multiple freebies, but only send your welcome series once so you don't seem like a weirdo. And of course, guys, they come with stunning free landing pages. And guess what? As a listener of Inbox Besties, you can actually get a free 30-day trial to take a look under the hood to see how much easier it is than your current email software is. So head on over to katedoster.com/CK to claim your free 30-day trial of ConvertKit. Once again, head on over to katedoster.com/CK and claim your 30-day free trial now. Alrighty, y'all. So here is our quickie, and it actually has to be two because it just makes sense that way. So the first thing that I want you to realize, especially when it comes to writing compelling copies, so one that sort of grabs your subscribers or your Facebook peeps by the eyeballs and the heartstrings, and ultimately the purse strings, is that you have to realize amazing copy starts from a really crappy first draft. And that is the thing that I tell all my clients. It's the thing that I tell all of my students. When it comes to writing copy, it's not just like all of these brilliant, amazing, gorgeous words just flow out of your fingertips like water, just translating into dollar signs. You actually have to have something to work with. And what I call this is actually sculpting or editing in the awesome. Gotta love the sound effects to that. I try to do that every time. It's so cool. So basically, when you are sculpting or editing in the awesome, is you need to start thinking thinking of yourself when it comes to writing copy is you're not writing it. You are editing it. And I'm not just talking about proofreading. I'm talking about making your words more powerful, having crisper nouns, more vivid verbs, actually adding some feelings in what we're going to talk about in our next quickie step in 2 seconds here. So stop trying to think of yourself as a painter who's painting this masterpiece out of this blank canvas. You're actually more of a sculptor. You need to have a chunk of marble or clay or wood to actually make it into something amazing. So the worst thing that you can do when it comes to writing a sales page or an email or an ad, any of that sort of stuff, is writing a sentence, thinking it stinks, and then going back and trying to fix it immediately. There's actually a really big difference between just free flow writing and actually editing in your brain, okay? So just write the whole thing. I don't care if your headline isn't punchy, we're going to fix it later. So you need to give us a chunk of marble to work with. So the second step when it comes to writing this sizzling hot copy that we're talking about, besides the fact you need to sculpt in the awesome and to just let yourself have a first draft, so you've got raw materials, is you need to ask yourself, how can I make this more specific? How can I make this more concrete? So one of the prime examples that I always use is some people will say, like, you know, in a business example, like, oh, this is, you know, you'll get awesome results. Well, what are those awesome results? How do they physically show up in someone's life? What do they look like? What do they feel like? What does it taste like? What does it smell like? Literally think of all of the sentences. Because when you can actually describe almost a little scene or a vignette in someone's head, they are automatically going to trust you more. It is going to put themselves in that mindset and it is going to have you buy it. So I don't care if you are helping people with one-on-one business coaching. So one of the phrases that you hear all the time is like, oh, are you spinning your wheels? Are you stuck? That could definitely be like for a Viagra ad. Let's just be honest with it. I call it the little blue pill test. So that's not going to work. What does spinning your wheels physically look like? So like for a blogger, I know when they are physically spinning their wheels, they're usually hate reading other people's income reports. Like they are scrolling on Pinterest. They're hating that people are getting other shares. It is like virtually cutting themselves every single time because they're not where they want to be. They're not actually spending time creating their content and promoting it effectively. When it is a business coach, usually it's people are trolling in Facebook groups for clients. They are wondering why their roster is full of dirty cobwebs. Now, as you notice, the roster was empty. So if you have no clients, how does that physically show up? Well, there's nobody booked on their calendar. Okay, how can I say that more vividly, more visually? The cobwebs in the booking. And the same thing can be true for if you're doing sweaters or canning or really anything. It's not just helping people make money online. So it's, you know, tasty meals. So how can you make tasty meals even more concrete? Can you talk about the sweet smells that are coming off the stove of lavender and rosemary? Can you talk about the sound of the pot boiling in the background? Really almost try to make a scene out of this. The other thing that I always talk about is those filler words. So things like awesome or radical or great. What makes it so awesome? Like what makes Email Marketing Fairy so awesome? You got to actually go ahead and not for every single word, but you want to make sure that you're actually having these vivid examples, especially in your sales pages. It'll make your emailings more compelling. It's just, it really, really works. So ask yourself, how can it be more specific? How can it be more concrete? What does this look, taste, smell look like in your writing, guys? Okay, so those are your quick tips for today. Make sure that you're just editing in the awesome, guys. You gotta give yourself a rough draft so that way you can go in and get more specific with your examples. Now, if you want even more copywriting tips, then I'm gonna tell you to head on over to loveyourlist.co and get on the waitlist for Love Your List. It is coming back, guys, the third week of March. I'm gonna open the doors after my baby's birthday, and I'm so unbelievably excited. But when you get on that waitlist, I'm actually gonna give you one of the modules from the copywriting section. That's right. I have a whole module on copywriting, and I'm going to give you one of those lessons completely free, guys. Just go ahead, put your email address in there over at loveyourlist.co, and I will see you next time.
Thank you for having Inbox Besties in your ear holes today. Why don't we make it a regular thing? Go ahead and slap that subscribe button now. And for even more free, value-soaked resources and a community of online entrepreneurs that actually get it, head on over to katedoster.com/group to unlock your free membership to the Super Friends Secret Lair. And if you were one of my action takers listening over here on iTunes, thanks! Make sure that you leave a rating and review. Before you leave, I know it seems teeny tiny, but it makes a big world of difference in me being able to provide you with more dangerously practical tips and tricks for turning internet randos into subscribers with benefits. Later days.